You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting poll that came out. They surveyed thousands of Americans. But these are people who have been married just in the past 3 years. So they wanted it fresh, right, in people's minds. And they wanted to find out what their biggest regrets were from not their marriage, but from the wedding itself. What was your biggest regret about your wedding? Now, before we chat about what's on this list, we will say that we want to hear your stories about this, too. And the funnier, the better. But 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Do you have a regret about something at your wedding? Jeremy, do you?
I do. Our wedding was pretty darn badass. I've had a lot of people tell me that it was probably the best wedding they've ever been to. So there wasn't a lot that I would change. But the one thing I would, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it out loud on the radio, because when I bring it up at home, I get in trouble. I get yelled at because it has to do with changing the way Nicole looked.
Oh, boy.
I know. But for the sake of entertainment, Nicole's stepsister got in her ear and said, all brides need to wear their hair up. It needs to be high and tight. You have to wear your hair up on your wedding day. And I've made it no secret over the years. One of the things I absolutely love about my wife is her long, beautiful, luscious, blonde hair. It's one of my most favorite things. And I wish she had worn it down during the wedding. It would have looked absolutely beautiful. She looked beautiful. Yes, it was fine. But I would have changed that for all the pictures and everything. I want to see her hair. I've brought it up before at the house, and she's yelled at me, leave me alone, that you're horrible, and blah, blah, blah. But
we actually talked about that before we got married, and she left her hair down for that reason.
Yeah, I wish there was hair.
Because, you know, the tradition says you put it up, and she's like, I like my hair. I was like, I love your hair down. So her hair is down, and a lot of people have commented on those wedding photos with her hair down, and it's like, damn, that looks good. And it's funny because the number of women who told her, I wish I had done that.
Yeah, Nicole's texting me right now. She's like, yeah, I agree. I hated my hair.
Yeah.
So sorry,
so
I brought it up,
honey. Say the same thing to Gretchen. I was like, yeah, I wish I had done that.
Yeah, I wish she had. I mean, it was really neat the way she had it. It was like a really tight little special looking design, and she had like a sweatband on or something up top, and I don't know.
Yeah, I remember us having long talks about that.
I wonder if I could go
like,
in
Photoshop. Yeah, I know that the tradition is to do it, but don't do the tradition. It's like, good, I'm not going to. Well, we did so many things that weren't traditional. It's hilarious. So I think if I would say my regret is kind of funny is that if I could go back in time, I would really rethink how I did the open bar because I could not get over how much you people drank. And then the other one, you know what? We didn't have an official wedding photographer just because we didn't want to spend millions of dollars on this wedding. And the one thing that we came away with was I did not get good photos with me and my son and my daughter-in-law. Just in everything that went on, we just didn't get a good shot of us together. So that's
I'm sure they'll have a chance again.
Right. So I don't know. Because we are thrilled with how everything turned out. I mean,
that's good.
We had perfect weather. It was outside. We had 60 people, so that's not too big, it's not too small. It's just like we are so happy with the way all of it turned out. But not everybody can say that. That's why we're opening up the lines, and we want to hear from you. What was your biggest wedding regret? Now, on this list, this poll that they did, the way up near the top is the guest list. And that I can't believe it's not actually number one. Because I know people look back and they're like, we should never have invited this person, or this person.
I have a few of those on my list of people that I'm like, we wasted a seat. Multiple seats.
You guys had a bigger wedding than we did. How many did you have? Like 100 or something?
It was like 120 right in there. But
120?
We specifically chose a small venue so we couldn't go above and beyond because, you know, everybody's got their fingers in it and you need to invite multiple extended cousins. And then we could revert back to, sorry, the venue won't hold that many people.
I guess 120, that's a little below average, I think. So we had 60, and that was, and still there were a couple of people I look back and I'm like, I don't know what they were doing there.
Sarah wrote in and said there was a couple people that we decided not to invite, and within 6 months, they were both dead. She says, I felt bad about that for years. So I guess she'd go back and invite those people, those two people that died, to experience the wedding.
Oh my God, Sarah. Somebody's already checked in with death.
Wow.
The guest list is, anyway, right up near the top. Either that there's people there that you wish you hadn't invited, or people you didn't and you wish you had, or you just invited too many people. Because, yeah, I mean, there was some wedding that some listener told us about. I think it was about a year ago. And their guest list was something like 350 people. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
It's too many people.
350 people and what that would cost
I can visualize the gift basket, though. I'll tell you that. No, the card basket full of checks.
That goes along with number four on this list of the biggest regrets. Number four was the total cost of everything. Yeah, because, I mean, what do they say the average is these days? 30 to 35? Because I remember when it hit 20,000, everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And now it has sailed past that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, venues cost $15,000 many times.
Easy. And with inflation and everything, yeah, weddings are going to be there, no problem. I think we spent $15,000 is the number that's in my mind. I think we spent about $15,000.
Sarah, what's your biggest regret about your wedding?
Good morning. My biggest regret is letting my family members, significant others at the time, be in all the professional family photos, because the relationships lasted about 3 months, and now they're in our photos forever.
Oh, darn it.
I guess you just got to remember then to take photos with the SOs, and then some that's just like the siblings,
if you have a good
nuclear family or whatever.
Yeah, if you have a good photographer, they'll do that. They'll just try to get every possible family combination. So you don't skimp on the photographer, you know, get a good one.
Oh, but you know what? So many people can relate to what you just said, Sarah. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Appreciate you. Yeah, that's a thing. You know, you look back at these old photos, you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I look at my wedding party, like all the guys standing up with me. I think I talked to like one of them now. So it's like, it happens.
Here's Sean. Sean, good morning. What's your biggest regret?
Having my mother-in-law there.
Hey, okay, boy.
Sean.
She's a monster, huh?
Yeah. She got so plowed. She fell out on the stairs, and my wife and I drove her home, and she threw up in my car.
She did. Well, she saw that who her daughter was marrying, and she just had to do it. Somebody wrote in with no name, says, letting my mother-in-law have a say in anything. She ruined the food. Fish from a bad place, really bad fish.
Bad fish.
Really bad fish. Okay. And then I do like Janelle. Janelle says, my regret is having an outdoor wedding in the hottest, most humid time in Iowa. We all look like we ran a sweaty marathon in the pictures. My dress was soaked.
That's interesting. It's something to keep in mind, right? Because one of the things on the list of the poll where they asked people what they regretted, one of them was the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got lucky. I mean, we had a September outdoor wedding, but it was under a covered thing. So if it had been raining or whatever, we would have been fine. It just happened
to
turn out
that way. And it's lucky. Rain means it's lucky on your wedding day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Also on the list, the way you looked, like your makeup didn't turn out right or something. You know, a couple of people have written in and mentioned dresses. Get a load of this. Teresa wrote in. She goes, other than regretting who I married, ha, 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 I'd say I regret the dresses I made my bridesmaids wear. I realized later just how horrible they were.
Oh, they all are. They always are.
That's just the thing, right? And isn't it intentional?
Oh, yeah. So the bride looks smoking
hot. I mean,
hot.
I know I've gotten heat in the past for saying that. But, I mean, it's just kind of everybody knows if you're a bridesmaid, the bride is going to make you wear a really ugly dress.
Find me the dress that makes all my bridesmaids look frumpy.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Tony says, Jer, I have a hair one too. My wife made me shave my beard. I've always been known for my beard. I had it through 5 years of dating and now 5 years of marriage. But for some reason that day, she wanted to see my weak chin. I look like a baby face idiot in my wedding pictures. And that's from T-Bone Tony with his big old beard. Yeah, see, I don't get that. Like, when you look like yourself for all those years, why change it for just that day? And I think that's why I was butthurt about Nicole's hair being up. It's like you wear it down 99% of the time. Why for this day is it up?
Yeah, I just don't get it. People whose kids wear glasses like every single day. And then when they have pictures made of their kids, they make them take their glasses off. And my question is, but don't you want a memory of what they actually look like when they were 12?
Right.
You know, why would you want that?
It's
like, that's what they look like. They wear glasses. That's what they look like.
We've done it.
Veronica says, my biggest regret is that we did the shoving cake in the face move. I never wanted to do that, and yet it somehow happened. I hate it now.
That's one of those things you have to talk about before the wedding. That is one thing we definitely talked about. Nicole laid down the law. She's like, you will not be shoving cake in my face. So
yeah, it's become...
It's dumb.
Look, it's dumb. Let's just say it. I mean, if you did it at your wedding, bless your heart, and don't be mad at us. But overall, I mean, probably the first time it ever happened, hilarious, right? But then now it's been done for decades. It's like, is it still funny?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm big on, you know, if something's had it run its course, just.
Here's another cake one. Making cupcakes instead of buying a cake. Dumbest thing ever to have a cake tower versus a really cool wedding cake. I've seen those cupcake towers. Yeah, that's dumb. Get the beautiful cake instead.
That's funny.
Sammy says, registering for bright gold china. I didn't want it. I knew we'd never use it. We received every piece. Haven't used it in 25 years. That sounds ugly.
I wonder if it's one of those things where people shouldn't register for their wedding stuff until after they've been married for a couple of years and then do it.
Yeah.
So you can know what you want and what you don't want. Maybe. I don't know. Hey, you know what? Your messages have been hilarious. Thank you for entertaining us today. And glad we could take you down memory lane with some stuff. Wedding season coming up, so I imagine we're going to start getting some five call says it all with people with some of their questions.